And into the room is Brian Douglas. He comes in with an extension cord. That answers one of my questions. Is he going to be playing an electrified instrument? I guess he probably is. Yes. With get what you need, Brian, and I'll be ready for you when you're ready. This is Tossed Salad. Yes, KPTZ 91.9 Port Townsend. That's an illegal ID, but it doesn't matter because it's not the one that we need at the top of the hour. Brian Douglas has been here a bunch of times with a bunch of people. He's here all by his lonesome today. And I say solo guitar improvisations, and he's getting his amplifier here, and he'll have his guitar, and we'll get to that in a little bit. At 3:15, Port Townsend Community Orchestra's artistic director and conductor Tigran Arakalian will be here, bringing with him Shea Lyon, founder and director of the Live Music Project, which I had not heard about until I read about it last night online, and it's a very interesting thing that they're putting together, and I, in fact, registered for it. A duo, another duo, two women, Donna Rankin and Mary Clock, are Nightingale. They are from either Squim or Port Angeles, I'm not sure, maybe both. They'll be here at 3:45 singing some songs that they've written, perhaps, and songs that others wrote. And Catherine McNabb is going to read Love Never Ends by Stuart MacLean. We have a bit of a break here, music break. Brian is getting set up. He says he's the boss, but that's really his amplifier that's the boss. A little while ago, we had Beth Wood and Ara Lee James on the show and played nothing from their CD, I don't believe. They, as I told you, are going to be at Northwind Arts tonight at 7 o'clock. You have another 25 minutes to buy your tickets at Brown Paper Tickets. Otherwise, show up at the door and don't think you're going to get in if you get there at 7 o'clock. This is from their CD, which I think is pretty fresh, called Deep Blue. They call themselves Stand and Sway when they're not being addressed individually. We'll listen to a pair of cuts, is what I expect here. Number 10, but it's two. It's called The Letting Go Color and Deep Blue, and the Deep Blue is a title of the CD.
There is a blue that happens just before the light is gone. It is a deep sigh, the letting go color, the fullness of a circle drawn, the song of the light that is leaving. On the other side, the point you cannot see, there is a sunrise. The echo of this long last note calls to your seeing, and if you listen all the way in, you might find here a whisper, a tender answering. Now, it says, one day at a time. Live with paper walls. Open your mouth, your eyes, your hands, your heart. Let go of the string. You don't have time not to. Take it easy. Sit down in the river. Stand, sway, go into the deep blue. You are home now.
Going in the deep.
fading down is something we do here because we want to move on to the next. Indeed, that is Stand and Sway. And as I said, and as you heard when they were here earlier today, you can hear them Northwind Arts tonight at 7 o'clock. You now have 21 minutes to buy your tickets ahead of time at Brown Paper Tickets. Otherwise, be at the door. And this is Toss Salad and hello, Brian Douglas.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really well. Thank you for having me today.
It's always a pleasure to have you.
Well, thanks.
And I just was going to point out to you that while you're playing today, I'm going to eat my sandwich.
Well, that's fine.
And that's fine.
Dinner music, you know, that's
takes it back to the days that we first became acquainted when Linda was making my sandwich for me at Portside Deli.
And she does say hi. She told me to tell you hi today.
Hi, Linda.
And I told her, I said, well, Phil's probably going to say, where's my meatloaf sandwich?
Oh, man. But I will tell you that Emmylou made I don't know if people are saying this anymore, bomb.
It was the bomb.
It was good. This big meatloaf.
Nice.
But there's only two of us, so we had meatloaf sandwiches. We had meatloaf We had meatloaf tostadas.
You can always put it in spaghetti, too.
We didn't, but we'll remember that for next time.
Spaghetti's good.
Yeah, this is a rather pedestrian sandwich compared to
Well, enjoy it just the same, right?
I'm going to enjoy it a lot.
There you go.
What have you brought for us today?
Well, I've been working on writing some material, and some of it's kind of normal, some of it's a little more obscure. It's the way I guess I describe it. It's kind of a cross between contemporary jazz and neoclassical with a little bit of avant-garde. Some of it's more avant-garde than others. Some people like it, probably some people don't.
We're going to like it, Brian.
We'll see, you know.
We're going to love it. And what I'm thinking is, oh, I don't know, top of the hour, I need to, you know, do the station ID, and we'll talk a bit.
Okay.
But I, you know, music is all I really kind of want to get from you here today.
Okay, that's fine.
And you have a lot of that in you.
Yeah, this song, when I was writing it, a lot of times I have little cartoons that run through my head. And this song's called Solar Fragments. And I wrote it thinking of being disembodied in spirit and cruising through space and seeing all the things that you would see in space, all the cool colors and, you know, all that stuff. So that's what I was thinking about when I wrote this. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. As long as nobody dies. Let's start over because I started in the wrong spot. Here we go. Sorry about that. Thank you.
As I listen to that, Brian, I'm wondering when you're going to make a recording. Something that I would listen to at home, well, and actually, quite like to do that.
I am doing that. I'm working on it. I have started a website, and I should have that website information handy. I'm working on it. It's not quite finished yet. And I do have some music up there, and it's not, you know, for sale yet. You know, you can sell them for like $1.29 or whatever you do on the internet per song. And I'm just not to that point because I want them to be mastered, and I'm just not there yet. I have them kind of ready. Just I'm trying to see what kind of response I get from some, you know, because like I said, some people like it, some people won't. So I'm just trying to get feedback at this point. And
I'll tell you that I did not want you to finish.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll.
Those the information you have there on those pieces of paper that look like musical, there's not much information there, Brian.
Well,
it looks like you're.
I have just enough. And the rest of it's all in here.
Yeah.
And
that's what I expected you'd say.
I don't play anything the same way twice. I have like the motif and I follow it along pretty close, but you know, I'm not worried about either taking away a note or adding a note. That it doesn't bother me. So whatever.
It's just whatever you feel like playing.
That's right. And that's why I like writing this kind of stuff, because that allows me to do that. And I like to just make stuff up as I go. And
you've been playing a long time. I remember when I would come in for breakfast on a cold day at the cafe, or lunch, I should say, at the cafe, and you'd be talking about music. And my recollection is for a while you were doing Christian music. Is that true?
Oh, I did a CD. I did a heavy metal Christian CD. Well, it wasn't really heavy metal, but it was pretty hard rock. I had a friend of mine that wanted me to write a CD lyrically, and I did. And at that point in time, I knew nothing about writing music, really. So I had a friend of mine. He wrote all the music for it, and we did a joint effort and came up with that. And that was pretty much a one-time project, and it wasn't your normal Christian CD. It was very apocalyptic, which I kind of like the darker side of things, I guess. And so my music's kind of like that now. Even it's not all of it, you know, but I like Liszt and Tchaikovsky, and I like Wagner, and so that's kind of
the Romantics.
Yeah, that's kind of like
I guess, Romantic Brian.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Play me another.
All right. This is called Te Amo, which means I love you. Thank you.
You mentioned various classical, classical, try one more time here, classical composers. I'm wondering if you have in the works a longer piece?
A longer piece?
Yeah, I mean like something of symphonic length. I mean, that seems like the direction that you could be going here.
Well,
not tonight, not today necessarily, but just...
Oh, not today necessarily.
No, but sometimes.
Well, no, you know, the funny thing is, okay, when I write, I don't write in any specific genre. It's just whatever comes out. And so I start with writing interesting chord lines. Mm-hmm. And then I goof with them until I find the melody line that I like and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then I add everything to that. Eventually, someday, I would like to add other instrumentation to these, but I've written them now so that I can play them live by myself and not mm-hmm. have to worry about that at this point in time. But yeah, I would love to get more into doing longer pieces. You know, it just goes in phases. So when I get done with this phase, it'll move into the next phase, and then it'll go into the next phase, and who knows where it's going to be. But that's why I kind of categorize it, I guess, my style as kind of neoclassical / contemporary jazz, because it has the elements of both, and I love both of those elements.
Well, I've had the same reaction now twice to two pieces you've played, and one is I don't want this to be over yet.
Well, I might have a long one.
You don't need to do it for me. I think what we're getting at here is would be considered praise. Also, you say, well, some people will like it and some people won't, and it occurs to me that there's a word that I can't use on the radio for those people who won't like it, and maybe you can imagine what that word is, but it would be followed by the pronoun them.
You know, that's a beautiful thing about music, is there's something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to listen to reggae, great, you know, if you want to, which I love. And as a matter of fact, I listen to as many genres as I can so that I can kind of put little pieces of them in here or there. But that's the, you know, that's the great thing about music. There's something for everybody. Not everybody liked Alan Holdsworth. Not everybody liked Frank Zappa. And not everybody liked, you know, I don't think I'm as radical as that, but...
No, I don't think so either. Were you once?
Yeah.
I would imagine that early on in your life, and you're a fairly young man still, but earlier on, maybe in your teens and 20s, you might have been pretty rock and roll, conventional rock and roll oriented.
Yes. And see, and that's the thing, you know, playing so many different genres of music. You know, I wanted to learn how to play jazz to get, you know, proficient as I could. And I'm working on it, you know. But basically, I wanted to take all that information of learning how to play that and just throwing it in the toolbox with everything else so that when I did eventually get to a point to where I could express myself the way I wanted to and have the knowledge to be able to do that, that's why it's in the toolbox.
Do you have a sense of musical direction? Maybe that you're headed to something? You're not quite there yet, but it makes sense in the context of everywhere else you've been?
I'm still experimenting, and I'm still trying to find my voice, but I'm coming closer to finding it.
Mm-hmm.
And every day is a step closer. I learn something new every day. I put in about five and a half hours a day practicing and writing and, you know, doing this. And I learn something new every day. So
pretty much all by yourself.
Well, yeah, friends. You know, I've had friends and teachers, people who have graciously given me their time and helped me through the process like everybody else.
Uh-huh. Brian, I'm going to do a station ID.
Have it.
And we have a good word about Farmers Reach Cafe.
All right.
Okay, you go there sometime? I do.
I haven't been there. Sorry. I haven't been there. I don't go out much.
Anymore.
No.
Did you miss a Saturday dance?
Huh?
Did you miss a Saturday dance? You don't know what I'm talking about.
I was gigging Saturday.
That's a song.
Where was I?
It's a song.
Oh,
Miss a Saturday Dance.
It's a Saturday Dance.
Yeah. Anyway, besides that,
sorry, this is an airplane joke over my head, man.
I didn't do it. I was never good at that. KPTZ Port Townsend, 91.9. Farmers Reach Cafe, I promised. Here it is.
Support for KPTZ is provided by Farms Reach Cafe, a welcoming place to meet for farm fresh, local, organic breakfast and lunch. Did you know they take orders for special desserts? Made from scratch with love. Located on Highway 19 in downtown Chimicum.
Brian says he cooks for himself, and I can well imagine, because when I met him, he was not doing the cooking. Linda was doing the cooking. You were doing the counter work.
Because I couldn't take cooking anymore. But at the house, it's much easier. It's so much more low-key.
I bet you're pretty good at it, aren't you?
I'm all right, yeah.
I bet you're pretty good.
That's some practice.
This is Brian Douglas, and Brian Douglas is playing guitar. He's cooking at home and playing guitar for us here on Tossed Salad. And for about 15 more minutes, then Tigran Arakalian is going to be here. He is the music director and the conductor of the Port Townsend. Well, it's now, I think, still called the Community Orchestra, but it's
nice.
Going to be called the Symphony Orchestra.
That's great.
Pretty soon. And then we're going to have another duo, two women. Nightingale, they call themselves, Donna Rankin and Mary Clock from Clallam County somewhere. And Stuart McLean. Stuart McLean, wonderful writer, used to be on CBC until unfortunately he passed away. Catherine McNabb is going to read from him Love Never Ends.
Great.
Hey, we agree with that, don't we, Brian?
Yeah, that's right.
We do indeed. What's next with your guitar?
This is, we're going to get a little more weird as time goes on. This is called Mold on My Jelly. You see, it sets my teeth on edge. Thank you.
caught me in the middle of a swallow of a drink of water, Brian. Lots of looping in there.
Yeah, there's a little bit of moving in there.
Uh-huh.
It's, I kind of took two songs and put them together. That last little phrase that, you know, it almost sounds like the Twilight Zone, mm-hmm. but it's in 7/8, you know, it's not in 4/4. And it just, it was a perfect segue into the next song, I thought, anyway. So I used that for the segue, and then I used it for the ending, and it always throws people off. They're like, oh, what was that?
Yeah, what happened? What happened?
What happened?
I was trying to tap my feet, and my feet got all tangled up.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, I guess.
Brian, it looks to me like we have time for one more.
Okay, well, I'm still trying to figure out what to call this. I think I'm calling it The Future of My Past. And it's a little different, as they all are, but we'll see how it goes. Thank you.
The end.
The end.
The end, indeed. Brian, thank you for coming. And, you know, I guess we need to do this because of the way you move along in music about every 6 months. Check in with Brian Douglas, we'll call it.
All right.
And goodness knows where you'll be in 6 months.
I don't know. We'll find out.
I think we see a direction.
I'm hoping so. I'm trying to get that direction where I need to be. So
mm-hmm. It's been a long life for you with music. 50 years?
46.
Well, it's getting pretty close to 50.
Yeah, yeah. My first gig I did, I was in third grade.
Really?
Yeah.
And with guitar?
With a friend, two guitars, me and a guy named Mark. I can't remember his name. He had blonde, curly hair. We were little kids. And we went to summer school, and we learned Okie from Muskogee. And we did it in front of all the kids. It was terrifying, but nobody died. So it was all good.
Very good memory, Brian. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Phil. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Let's stay in touch.
I will. Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Have a good afternoon.